This is a moment to reflect on the path toward perfection as Elder Paul V. Johnson invites us to trust the promises of God and to be patient.
We are children of God with a majestic destiny. We can be changed to become like Him and have a fullness of joy. Satan, on the other hand, would have us be miserable like he is. We have the ability to choose whom we follow. When we follow Satan, we give him power. When we follow God, he gives us power. The Savior taught that we should be perfect. This can seem so daunting. I can clearly see my personal inadequacies and am painfully aware of the distance between me and perfection. We may have a tendency to think we have to perfect ourselves, but that is not possible. Following every suggestion and every self-help book in the world will not bring it about. There is only one way and one name whereby perfection comes. We are made perfect through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, who wrought out this perfect atonement through the shedding of his own blood. Our perfection is only possible through God's grace. Thankfully, with a spiritual change of heart, we don't have to wonder if it will happen. When we live according to his will, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save, there is a 100% guarantee of being cleansed by the Savior's blood and eventually being perfected in him. He is a God of truth and cannot lie. There is no question that this process of change takes time and will not be completed until after this life, but the promise is sure. When the fulfillment of God's promises seem far off, we still embrace those promises, knowing they will be fulfilled. Our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ love us and have graciously offered to change us and perfect us. They want to do this. It is central to their work and glory. I testify they have power to do this as we come to them in faith.
That was an excerpt from Elder Paul V. Johnson's talk, Be Perfected in Him. This is a moment to reflect.